senior economist at the Institute of Economic Affairs, IEA, Professor John Asafo-Eje, has renewed calls for the passage of key bills like the Right to Information, the Ghana EITI, and marine pollution into law. Speaking at the presentation of a report on the management of Ghana's oil and gas revenue, P-TRAC Index, for 2011 in Accra, Professor Asafo-Eje said that the passage of the legislation will curb corruption, promote transparency, and prevent the abuse of power by agencies and the licensing authority. Here's a report by Antoinette Abba.
The Petroleum Transparency and Accountability Index is an initiative of the Institute of Economic Affairs to promote transparency and accountability in the management of Ghana's oil and gas resources and enhance the level of responsibility on the part of policymakers. Professor Asafo-Eje said efforts should be made to build the capacity and adequately provide resources for key public agencies such as the Petroleum Commission, the Public Interest Accountability and the Public Accounts Committee, as they have oversight responsibilities over the oil and gas industry. He also called on the Auditor General and the Bank of Ghana to timely publish reports on the Ghana Heritage and Stabilization Fund so that the public will be adequately informed about the revenue generated. Thus, he believes to go a long way to build trust and confidence in the key institutions that manage the fund.
I would strongly recommend publication of information by all line agents. These agencies, by law, are not required to publish information. The Act says that they should provide reports to the Ministry of Finance and Economic Planning, and he's the one who is to make that public. But we believe that it's in the interest of transparency. It's a good thing for them to publish the information once it's been submitted.
Senior economist at IEA, Professor Jonas Afueje, ending that report by Antoinette Abba.